The weak economy has forced more Americans to seek emergency food aid. Although it's notoriously difficult to attach numbers to the hunger problem, food pantries and soup kitchens across the country say the number of people showing up every day is way up. In New York, a study this month found that 20% of the city's food pantries had to turn people away for lack of food. From New York, NPR's Madeline Brand reports.
The Upper West Side of Manhattan is known as a prosperous neighborhood filled with lawyers, doctors, and stockbrokers. Jerry Seinfeld lives there. But around the corner from the gourmet coffee and bagel stores, every morning there are people waiting outside a basement food pantry.
I'm going to give you 2 boxes of raisins. You're going to love them.
Everybody gets an extra so that they can have something that they really want.
Shirley Brevard has worked at the West Side Campaign Against Hunger for the past 7 years.
Lately, they're here before we get here. This place opens at 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, believe me, there's a line out there waiting. Oh, God. Since the World Trade Center went down, I don't know what happened. It's like everything exploded. Hunger just went full force, zoom.
In this city, the months following the September 11th attacks saw a giant spike in food pantry and soup kitchen attendance. It's leveled off since then. But food pantries nationwide say there are still more people asking for help now than a year ago. In San Jose, California, demand is up 25%. In Atlanta, it's up 30%, says Bill Bowling, executive director of the Atlanta Community Food Bank. He's also co-chair of National Hunger Awareness Day.
We're seeing an increase in demand throughout the country, but I think we're particularly seeing it in areas that are dependent on business and tourism travel. You know, the Atlantas and Dallases and Los Angeles and Las Vegas has been very hard hit because so many people have lost jobs in those places.
At the West Side Campaign Against Hunger, people fill their baskets with canned mackerel, spaghetti sauce, or fruit cocktail. Increasingly, it's the working poor who are using pantries such as this, and not just once in a while for emergencies. Food pantries have become a regular source of food for many people who can't make ends meet. This woman, who's wearing a silk blouse and a diamond ring, didn't want to give her name. She says she's here for the first time in her life.
I'm really embarrassed that I have to be here. So it's not miserable, horrible experience, but I'm just not happy to have to be here. I basically work for a small performing arts organization that ran out of money to pay me because fundraising has been a lot more difficult since September 11th.
She says she earned $15,000 in the last year, so she's eligible for food stamps, but can't bring herself to apply.
I'm not quite up for that just yet, but who knows what will happen next week. But in the meantime, I was just, you know, wanted to make sure that I could still eat as soon as the money dries up.
And so did it take you a while to come to this decision to come here?
Of course, because it's not easy. It's partly an admission of failure.
This food pantry has seen its numbers go from 6,000 families served last year to 8,000 this year. Hunger experts say it's not just the economy. Many people who are eligible for food stamps are not receiving them. Carlos Rodriguez at New York's Community Food Resource Center says the application process is too burdensome for many.
It's intimidating. There's no other way of putting it. It's a lot of different questions. It's small print. It talks about as a step-parent of any child that lives with you have any resources.
Rodriguez says 800,000 people in New York alone receive food stamps and that another 800,000 are eligible. Poverty experts don't see the demand for emergency food aid going down anytime soon. More than 2 million people have lost their jobs since the spring, and unless the economy does a quick turnaround, many of them will find themselves in need of help. Madeline Brand, NPR News, New York.